King Arthur goes to Avalon. King Arthur lived a long life, but it finished sadly. In the search for the Holy Grail, many of his knights left Britain. Other knights died. Arthur was alone. In 537, King Arthur went to a distant land to fight. Sir Gawain, another loyal knight, went with him. Before leaving Camelot, King Arthur spoke to a knight called Mordred. He said, "Mordred, I ask you to rule my land until I return. I know you're a loyal man." King Arthur and his knights left Britain to go to war. But Mordred was not loyal. He wanted to take King Arthur's place. He wanted to be King of Britain. So Mordred told everyone that Arthur was killed in the war in France. Mordred became King of Britain. He was made king in Canterbury. When King Arthur heard the news, he was furious. He returned to Britain immediately. He asked his knights arrived in Dover. Here he found Mordred and his army. They were waiting for him. There was a long, terrible battle. Only King Arthur and Sir Bedivere remained alive. Sir Gawain died in Arthur's arms. The king buried him in Dover Castle. Arthur fought a long battle against Mordred. At the end of the battle, King Arthur took his spear and killed Mordred. But Mordred's sword went through Arthur's helmet and his head. The great king was dying. He still had to do one thing. He called Sir Bedivere and said, "I must give my sword to Excalibur back to the Lady of the Lake."